Sheriff's deputies from the community response team conducted a probation search at a residence in the 2100 block of Alder Grove Road in Arcata and another residence in the 2400 block of I Street. They found marijuana, hash, meth, and cash. At the Alder Grove location, deputies found hundreds of growing plants, 200 pounds of processed weed, a half gram of cocaine, meth, and 451 grams of hash, along with $3,000 in cash, as well as evidence of drug sales activity. At the I Street location, deputies report finding more processed weed and two handguns, one of which was reported stolen. Three men were arrested: 31-year-old probationer Colin Baldridge, 56-year-old Paul Cohen, and 37-year-old G. Masuma, all of whom lived at the Alder Grove location. The men were booked on several felony charges, including weapons possession, probation violation, and marijuana possession with intent to sell. In Mendocino County, we learned that Monday night, a resident of a collective marijuana farm in northern Mendocino County called 911 reporting suspicious activity on the property. When deputies arrived, they contacted four men and report that three of the men appeared to be under the influence of meth. Deputies questioned the men, all from Sacramento, and after initially stalling, they admitted they had come to steal marijuana from the location. A search of their vehicle turned up burglary tools, a small amount of meth, a handgun, stocking caps, night vision devices, and duct tape. All four men, Stanley Smith, Jeremy Duncan, Daniel Mosbarger, and James Gloyd, were booked into jail on numerous charges, including criminal conspiracy as well as attempted robbery. It was just last week that four men burst into a residence in Salmon Creek and robbed the victims of approximately $4,000 in cash. All four men were dressed in ski masks and hoods with latex gloves on their hands during the robbery, when they forced the victim to open the safe while threatening to kill him and his wife and burn their house down. Officials do not believe the incident is connected with the four men arrested in Mendocino County, because in this case, the suspects drove a light-colored or white four-door sedan. State Senator Noreen Evans has introduced a bill that would create a plan to develop long-term funding for California state parks. SB 1078 would utilize money currently owed to State Lands Commission through delinquent rents and underserved state land leases. Noreen Evans explains.
SB 1078 would require the State Lands Commission to reassess its existing leases, bring them up to market rates, and in fact start collecting rent that is due under the existing leases. Right now, there are several millions of dollars that was revealed by a state audit last year that shows State Lands Commission is not collecting market rate rents on property that's owned by the state of California.
There are 20 parks in Evans District that are on the state closure list, and they will shut down on July 1st unless funding can be found to keep them open. The bill would keep the parks open through a loan from the general fund that would then be paid back through collections from the State Lands Commission on past due monies. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congressman Mike Thompson announced yesterday that the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District will receive a $2 million grant to replace faulty water pipelines on the Samoa Peninsula. The money comes from Federal Emergency Management Agency as a pre-disaster hazardous mitigation grant and is a step in replacing infrastructure. The water district will replace more than 10,000 feet of 18-inch pipeline on the peninsula, a pipeline that serves more than 7,000 customers. The new pipe is made of a material that is more flexible and better suited to withstanding a natural disaster such as an earthquake. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.